Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works.
The Bright Side, I am Pharmacist Ben. Thank you for joining us this evening. Our number 844-236-6010. 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, we love hearing from you on The Bright Side, and we'll get your calls. In our next segment, Dr. Steven Sinatra will be with us at the bottom of the hour. Dr. Sinatra is one of my personal mentors and also a favorite guest of The Bright Side. He's been on numerous times. We're going to talk about cardiovascular health. Dr. Sinatra is one of the first guys that I, one of the first medical professionals that I heard talk about metabolic disease, about the idea that disease, particularly heart disease, that's Dr. Sinatra's specialty, is the heart, is really a metabolic or an energy issue. Metabolism just means energy, basically. And metabolism is the sum total of biochemical reactions that run the body. Metabolism is itself subdivided or subcomposed, if you will, into anabolism and catabolism. Anabolism plus catabolism equals metabolism. Anabolism is all of the building chemical reactions that occur in the body. Catabolism is all the breakdown chemical reactions that happen in the body. And together, the breakdown and build up, the catabolic reactions and the anabolic reactions equal the metabolic reactions. The metabolism is a sum total of all the biochemistry that's going on in the body, the building biochemistry and the breaking down biochemistry. It's kind of like a business. You could think of anabolism as when you're in the black, and catabolism as when you're in the red. Or we'll say anabolism is when your business is making money, and catabolism is when your business is spending money. And the net total is your bottom line. Metabolism is your bottom line. So in the body, when we're young, when we're strong, when we're vital, when we're healthy, we are net in the black. We're net anabolic. Our metabolism could be said to be net positive or net anabolic. When we're sick, when we're elderly, when we're frail, fragile, breaking down, diseased, we are net catabolic. And the trick to staying healthy, or the trick to getting healthy, if you're not, is to somehow figure out how to go from net catabolic into net anabolic. And there's lots of ways to do it. In fact, we talk about lots of different ways on The Bright Side, and that's really what The Bright Side philosophy is all about. It's making your body net anabolic, net building, net in the black. It's all about energy, folks. When we're sick, we have an energy issue. Our body is not building as it should. And there's nothing in the medical model's magical bag of tricks that can help the body build, that can put the body net in the black, period. There's nothing they can do. That, in a nutshell, tells you why the medical model is a failure when it comes to addressing chronic health disease. There's nothing that the medical model can do to make us net anabolic. That's the job of food. That's the job of exercise. That's the job of nutrition. That's the job of mental and emotional strategies, and that's the job of spirituality as well. is to get the body into a net in the black mode. If you're sick, you're net catabolic. What do? You eliminate the stimuli of breakdown, anything that stimulates breakdown, sugar for one, cigarettes another, sedentary lifestyle, processed food, lousy thinking, fear. All of those turn on catabolism. That's one of the biggest problems with fear and cortisol, is it turns on catabolism. Cortisol and fear turn on the breakdown response. On the other hand, relaxation, nutritional supplementation, exercise, meditation, slow deep breathing, good nutritional supplements, everything we talk about here on this program are about anabolism, building up. If you want to become net anabolic from a net catabolic state, eliminate the causes of catabolism, and add in anabolic stimuli. That's pretty much as simple as that. Health is much simpler than we're told, folks, and you certainly don't need to be medicalized to do it. Anyway, Dr. Sinatra is one of the good guys, one of the good doctors. He understands the power of meditation. We talked about that in the past. We've talked about things like earthing, which is walking barefoot on the ground. This guy's a really cool doc. And he also is very hip to nutritional supplementation, especially, by the way, heart supplements, particularly coenzyme Q10. Dr. Sinatra, at the bottom of the hour, your call's next segment, 844-236-6010. All right. If you want to purchase your longevity products, I should tell you, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. If you're in the Colorado area or in the Boulder area, I will be doing a talk with my friend Dr. Taylor Mitchell and my friend Farmer Glenn. Farmer Glenn's got a really interesting story to tell. I'm going to get him on the program here sometime in the next couple of weeks. Farmer Glenn was diagnosed with stage 4 stomach cancer about, I don't know, 5 months ago, 6 months ago. And he was told to get his affairs in order. And Farmer Glenn took matters into his own hand, and he is doing awesome. Now, he's been supplementing with the longevity supplements for a long time. So his body was well equipped to deal with cancer and whatever came its way. And sure enough, he's dealing. And he's out farming, and he's out hauling around pigs and hay and doing all the things farmers do. And he looks great, and he's got all kinds of energy. And 6 months ago, he was told to get his affairs in order, stage 4 stomach cancer. So Farmer Glenn will be doing a talk with me and my friend Dr. Taylor Mitchell at my new facility, TruthRx and True Skin Health in Broomfield, Colorado. And that will be March the 20th. I should hang on a second here. March the 19th. Sorry about that. March the 19th at 11 a.m. if you're in the Colorado area. Send me an email, ben@ksco.com. I'll get you details. Everybody who attends will get a free jug of Beyond Tangy Tangerine. And we'll talk about business building. We'll talk about cancer, beating cancer with supplementation. And we'll talk about mental health strategies as well. All right. 844-236-6010 is our number today. Dr. Steven Sinatra will be with us at the bottom of the hour. I want to just continue talking a little bit more about the skin and eczema. Specifically, the last program we were talking about melatonin for eczema. Most folks, I would venture to say, aren't aware that melatonin has multifunctional features. It's good for a lot of different things in the body. It's good for the digestive system. It's good for the immune system. It's part of the COVID protocol, at least in some hospitals. It's also anti-inflammatory for the skin. And melatonin is also, of course, wonderfully relaxing. How do you get melatonin? Well, the best way to get melatonin is to get yourself out in the sunshine. It is the near-infrared radiation from the sun that produces the majority of melatonin in the body. Did you know that? Getting out in the sun is important for melatonin. Tell that to the next boneheaded medical professional or skin professional who tells you, don't go out in the sun. I've talked to people, usually not people here in Colorado, usually it's people back east in New York that say, oh, I never go out in the sun, I keep my skin nice and fair. Well, that's great, but you're depriving yourself of vitamin D for one, you're depriving yourself of serotonin for two, and you're depriving yourself, as it turns out, from melatonin. 95% of the melatonin in your body is made in response to radiation from the sun. Specifically, by the way, it's made in the energy compartment or the energy factories, the little energy creatures. I say creatures because they used to be creatures, but now they're subcellular organelles. They're little entities that live inside our cells, but they used to be creatures. that merged with our cells, and they're called mitochondria. And it turns out that 95% of the melatonin in our body is made inside these mitochondria in response to sunshine. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. Steve Sinatra at the bottom of the hour. Your call's next, 844-236-6010.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On the bright side, I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. Dr. Steve Sinatra will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk cardiovascular health, and we'll get your calls in this segment, 844-236-6010. Hang tight if you're on hold. Let's see. Got an interesting article here. And then we'll get your calls, 844-236-6010. This is on one of my favorite supplements that you don't hear a lot about. It's a little bit pricey. It's not an essential nutrient, but man, is it valuable. If you're dealing with diabetes, if you're dealing with pancreatic or liver issues, if you're dealing with pain issues, chronic pain issues, alpha-lipoic acid is something that you want to know about. Even if you're not dealing with any issues, if you just want an awesome antioxidant, alpha-lipoic acid has a very interesting feature for antioxidants. Most antioxidants are either water-soluble, like vitamin C, for example. That's a classic water-soluble antioxidant. Or a fat-soluble, like vitamin E. That's a classic fat-soluble antioxidant. But alpha-lipoic acid is both water-soluble and fat-soluble, and that makes it really, really valuable. When it comes to what's called idiopathic pain, that is pain that occurs for no known reason, apparently, at least according to this article, which is based on a study of 210 non-diabetic Italian adults with idiopathic pain, 210 non-diabetic Italian adults with idiopathic pain who could not or did not want to take pain medication. They were given alpha-lipoic acid, 400 milligrams or 800 milligrams a day. And guess what? In the group receiving 800 milligrams a day, the mean numeric rating scale of pain improved from 6.2 down to 1.7. That's on a scale of 0 to 10. From 6.2 down to 1.7. The folks who were on less, lower dose of the 400 milligram dose of alpha-lipoic acid, their pain still went down but didn't go down as much. Their pain went down from an average of 6.2 down to 4.7. In any case, alpha-lipoic acid has been known to help folks dealing with chronic pain issues. In fact, my friend Julia Shopik, who hopefully will be on the program here sometime soon, she wrote a book called Honest Medicine, where she talks a lot about using alpha-lipoic acid for dealing with chronic pain and liver disease. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Let's see what our friend Elaine in Alaska has to say. Good morning. Oh, shoot. Elaine, call back. I hit the wrong button. I apologize. Meanwhile, let's go to Jesse. I'm so sorry, Elaine. And that's got to be really frustrating. Call back and I'll get you on. Jesse, what's going on, man?
Hi. I actually just took over for him.
Oh, okay.
But I'm calling about my mother. She had an AFib issue and was in the hospital, and they put her on all sorts of Eliquis and blood pressure meds.
Okay. How old?
She's 66.
Oh, and was she sick before, or all of a sudden she got sick?
Nope. She kind of had a panic attack over something and went into the hospital, and they said, you have an enlarged heart, you're in AFib, and they put her on all these meds.
All right.
And
that's just how they work. That's just how they do it. They think they're doing good. And so, you know, they're good people. They think they're doing good. They're actually going to shorten her life with all this medication, but that's neither here nor there. They think they're doing a good job. So here's what you got to do. AFib is a sign that the heart is not getting enough oxygen. When that happens, the heart pumping action is not as efficient. The blood doesn't move as efficiently. Clogs are more likely, the probability of clogs and fibroses and thromboses and clots, etc., in the circulatory system goes up, and that's why they put them on blood thinners. Okay? Now, the real solution is to deal with the frickin' fibrillation, to figure out how to get the heart strong. Oxygen, 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 oxygen. Not only is oxygen important for the circulatory system and for the health of the heart, but it also has a blood thinning effect, a natural blood thinning effect. Under conditions of low blood oxygen, you have a tendency to clot. So she should be doing hyperbaric oxygen, number one. Do you know what that is? High pressure oxygen. Okay, hyperbaric oxygen. And even just slow deep breathing exercises. Get an app called called Breathing Zone on your smartphone. And practice that. Also, you might want to look into heart math. We talked about that a couple weeks ago. I'll probably talk about it with Dr. Sinatra. And you should listen in on Dr. Sinatra if you weren't planning to, because we're going to talk a lot about heart health. And then as far as nutritional supplements go, there's a whole slew of them that can help. Essential fatty acids are not only blood thinning and oxygenating, but they're also important for cardiovascular health and as anti-inflammatories, along with vitamin E, along with coenzyme Q10. And I'd be taking high doses of that one, maybe 400 milligrams a day of coenzyme Q10. Magnesium, extremely important. All the electrolytes are important. In fact, you definitely should be on the Longevity Healthy Heart, or she should be on the Healthy Heart and Body Pack or Healthy Heart and Brain Pack, I should say. And that has a lot of the supplements that I'm talking about here, including selenium and niacin and chromium and vanadium, all which play a very important role in cardiovascular health. But the most important thing is going to be the oxygenation. Anything that you could do to improve oxygenation is going to be in her interest. Now, it probably gave her a beta blocker, which is going to make matters worse in the long run. And if they gave her an antihypertensive, like a vasodilator, a blood vessel opener, so to speak, that can be a problem in the long run too. So you want to have her take the meds, work with the docs, but her number one health challenge, as with anybody's number one health challenge is on prescription drugs, your number one health challenge, her number one health challenge should be to wean herself off those meds with her doctor. They're not going to help her. They're not going to help her longevity unless she doesn't want to do any of the good stuff, and then they'll just keep her in the game. And sometimes drugs just keep you in the game. For people who don't want to change their lives, and, you know, I'm not knocking anybody or judging anybody, but sometimes when you're 66, you're 70, or 76, you don't want to change. You know, you lived a certain way your whole life. You don't want to stop doing what you've been doing. If that's the case, then the meds keep you in the game. But she doesn't need the meds, and they're certainly not going to add years to her life. More than likely, they'll shorten her life. But she has to change. She has to make the changes. I just gave you some ideas. There's lots more that she can do. All right.
Thank you so much, Ben. God bless.
God bless you as well. Thank you, Jesse. And let's go to Elaine. I'm so sorry, Elaine.
Hey, that's okay. Thank you. I don't know how much time we have.
You got a couple minutes.
Okay, I'm calling for a patient. She had, long story short, she had major back surgery. She has the term she uses, this little cage in her lumbar spine in the vertebral body to stimulate bone growth. So,
a cage, did you say?
Yeah, that's the term she uses. There's some kind of mesh that they're trying to get bone growth in, like L4, L5. So she goes to this other doc, and she gets some blood work. And the doctor says, oh, your calcium is 0.1 milligrams per deciliter.
That's in the blood. That's in the blood,
yeah,
right? Well, that's not in his bone. That doesn't mean anything.
No. In her blood. Her blood work. So the doc says, stop taking vitamin D.
Well, look, I can't. I don't know why docs say nonsense like that.
I know. So,
the problem is if her calcium is high in the blood, it could be due to a lot of things. But one of the things that could be happening is her bones are dissolving. Why are her bones dissolving? It could be because she's acidotic, number one. Number two, there could be some kind of inflammatory condition going on. And number three, she could be deficient in certain nutrients. So the most important thing right from the get-go for people recovering from surgery, especially connective tissue surgery, bone is connective tissue, is protein. Quality protein, bone broth protein, along with the cofactors. But bone broth not only will give you good protein, but it will also give you the high hyaluronic acid and the glucosamine and the chondroitin and these other kind of cofactors. Then vitamin C is also very important for the bone. For a doctor to say stop taking vitamin D, it's just, you know, not that supplemental vitamin D is all that, because you got to absorb it and it's got to be activated. I would be getting sunshine vitamin D and getting out in the sun.
Okay.
Protein and collagen, and collagen peptides for that matter, and don't forget the vitamin C. Thank you, Elaine. Appreciate your call.
Okay, thanks.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Take care. All right, Dr. Steven Sinatra coming up next. You're listening to The Bright Side. Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors. And it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission. A mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Russia is continuing its advance into Ukraine. The speed of the Russian advance has slowed because of strong Ukrainian resistance. Around 150,000 Russian forces are now fighting in the country. The Kremlin said that President Putin had ordered a pause on Friday, but decided to resume because Ukraine rejected talks. The Ukrainian news outlet reported that a bridge was blown up on the Kyiv-Zhytomyr highway, killing one child and injuring four people. Also, at least six people were injured when Russian rocket fire hit a high-rise building in Kyiv. Since Russian forces invaded Ukraine on Thursday, 198 civilians have been killed, including three children, and over 1,000 civilians have been injured. Ukrainian President Zelensky said he has no plans on the army backing down, despite fake information online. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
The CDC is announcing its loosening mask guidelines for U.S. residents, allowing most people to leave their coverings behind in indoor public locations.
At a briefing on Friday, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked if there's any concern that people will take this to mean that the coronavirus pandemic is over in the United States.
There are still people dying every day of COVID. There are still immunocompromised populations. But what we are trying to work towards is a period of time where we are, where COVID is not disrupting our daily lives.
About 65% of the American population is fully vaccinated. Over 93 million Americans are boosted. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
More delays for the start of baseball season.
Major League Baseball has now canceled three more days of spring training, stating the earliest Cactus or Grapefruit League play would start on March 8th. The new calendar is contingent on Major League Baseball and the Players Association coming to terms with the new collective bargaining agreement by the league-imposed deadline on Monday. Without an agreement, additional spring training games will be canceled, as will regular season games. Commissioner Rob Manfred spoke with Union Chief Tony Clark about how the sides can move the process forward in order to avoid cancellation of opening day on March 31st. Players in attendance included Max Scherzer, Andrew Miller, and Zach Britton.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We're on the air Saturday evening and Sunday evening, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time, and 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. You'll find the longevity products at brightsideben.com, as well as a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement field. If you're an entrepreneur, you like the entrepreneur lifestyle, or if you just want to get your longevity products at the wholesale price, head to brightsideben.com, click on the Join the Team link. You can also purchase longevity products off the website as well. Or you can call 866-735-2470. We've got the longevity products and a Join the Team link up on my blog as well, pharmacistben.com, and also on our videos and news stories, blog posts and interviews up at criticalhealthnews.com. Don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated by myself and my compounding pharmacy. I opened up a new compounding pharmacy a couple of months ago, and we are formulating all kinds of products for dermatologists and plastic surgeons, as well as for their savvy patients. Check us out at thetruthrx.com. You can purchase our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Skin Health products. Check them out at truthtreatments.com and take a look at our multiple thousands of 4- and 5-star reviews at truthreviewed.com. Truthtreatments.com with an S, truthtreatments.com, and truthreviewed.com. All right, I am looking forward to talking to our guest today. He's been on multiple times. He has become a friend. He's also a mentor. I've been reading and studying his work for many years. He's the first guy who taught me about energy medicine, metabolic medicine. Dr. Steven Sinatra is hip to all kinds of facets of medicine, alternative and conventional. He's got multiple books about the heart, about grounding and earthing, something we've talked about on the program, cardiovascular disease, books, The Sinatra Solution, Reverse Heart Disease Now, Nutritional and Integrative Strategies in Cardiovascular Medicine, Earthing, The Sinatra Solution. Please welcome to the bright side, Dr. Steven Sinatra. Hey, Dr. Sinatra. Hey, buddy.
Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you again, and thank you so much for coming on. So before I get into some of the stuff that I want to talk about, some of this alternative stuff, you know, I think the missing link in how we're taking care of this viral infection involves the circulatory system in the heart. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, one thing about this virus, it locks into the ACE receptors in the lung, but there's lots of ACE receptors in the heart as well as the GI tract as well as the brain. Mm. And that's why this virus is so... fearful, because basically, once you lock into an ACE receptor, you know, the virus has a direct communication with the cellular tissues of the body, and that's why it's so troublesome.
Do you think by using some of the techniques and strategies you talk about, nutritional strategies specifically for cardiology, we can protect ourselves or mitigate long-term issues if we do get infected?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, you know, in any patient who suffers myocarditis, for example, and the problem with, the virus is, as well as the vaccine, the virus, I mean, myocarditis is an issue, and it affects predominantly males, more than females, you know, ages 18 to like 45. And I got to tell you, there was an article in Circulation. I read it back in November. It was only about 3 months ago, and it was really frightful because, you know, this is a real situation. I mean, look at all the sudden deaths that have occurred in athletes in Western Europe and even this country for that matter. So as a heart specialist, I'm really concerned about, you know, the invasiveness of this virus into what myocardial tissues.
How about the vaccine?
Well, a vaccine, that's sort of a double-edged sword in a way. You know,
do you think there's is there a cardiovascular impact?
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, it absolutely can. I mean, you know, the vaccine can, you know, be incriminated in some of the myocarditis cases as well. The virus can do it as well as some cases of the vaccine has shown up as myocarditis.
How would you, if somebody came to you, they said they had to get vaccinated for their job or they wanted, or they did for whatever reason, what would you advise them to protect their heart from some untoward circulatory effect in terms of supplementation?
Well, I would certainly give him coenzyme Q10. I'll tell you why, because one of the reasons why the virus is so invasive, it causes enormous endothelial cell dysfunction. And
tell the listeners what the endothelial cells are.
Basically, the lining of blood vessels, the single lining of the blood vessel that's most vulnerable to aging, sugar, oxidative stress, chemicals, insecticides, pesticides, mercury. It doesn't matter. It's that one layer, endothelial cell. In what we call the endothelial cell layer, it's very, very susceptible to what we call oxidative stress, and basically the virus disrupts that, enormously. And the beauty of CoQ10 is that CoQ10 supports endothelial cell function as opposed to the virus that completely disrupts it. So I think somebody will do some research on this in the future. I think CoQ10 is going to be one of these unsung heroes when it comes to viral infection, and especially myocarditis of the heart.
As you're talking about endothelial cell dysfunction, the cells that line the inside of the vessels, the endothelial cells, I wonder if there's a relationship between endothelial cell dysfunction and inflammation or apoptosis and cholesterol.
Yeah, I mean, all those things are related. I mean, there's no doubt about it. You know, cholesterol is just sort of interesting. I mean, you know, think of, I mean, you're a pharmacist. You know this stuff. But remember MRSA staph in children?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, these were children dying of, you know, these
MRSA.
Horrific bacterial infection that there was no antibiotic treatment for.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? The children with the highest cholesterol were surviving MRSA staph.
Yeah.
Now, think about that.
That's right.
So there's something about, you know, cholesterol. Now, you know, I was involved in the Framingham, data in New England. I don't know if you're privy to that information.
Yeah, I remember it from a long time ago. But remind us what it.
Well,
that's
well,
what
basically,
they linked cholesterol to heart disease.
Yeah, right. I grew up in New England. I was a heart specialist in New England. I was part of the Framingham study. I had patients involved, and it lasted for decades, like over 50 years. And the premise was the higher your cholesterol, the shorter you were going to live,
right.
The more stroke and heart attack you were going to get. And I'll tell you, Ben, I saw doctors becoming psychotic because it was the reverse. It's like the world is now upside down in a way.
Yeah.
Well, this research was upside down. In other words, the people living in Framingham, the oldest living people had the highest cholesterol.
Unbelievable.
And it drove physicians crazy. It drove these scientists absolutely. It can't be. But that was the truth. So there's something special about cholesterol. And if you look at it, one of the reasons when I researched a great cholesterol myth, it does so many good things to the body.
It's probably the most important molecule. I would go on a limb and say it's the most important molecule in the body, certainly the most multifunctional, in terms of stress management especially, and helping
definitely.
The body deal
I mean,
stress.
Without cholesterol, your brain won't work.
Your hormones won't work. Nothing works. No cells.
Your hormones won't work. You're right. The bile acids won't work.
You won't get
vitamin D. Vitamin D with if your cholesterol is too low. So why kill it?
Listen, Dr. Sinatra, this is how nature works. It made cholesterol a master molecule. It is a wouldn't you agree? It's a master molecule in the body.
Yeah, it is. It is. So,
especially for stress management and growing and recovery and anabolism and all the good stuff. If you wanted to suppress the health of a culture uniformly, you could do no worse. A good idea would be to shut down cholesterol production at the level of the cells.
Exactly. We need it for the brain. Look at the statin situation.
Doc, we got to take a break. We'll
go
back.
Go ahead.
We'll come back.
Break.
Dr. Sinatra's with us. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works.
Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Dr. Stephen Sinatra.
Dr. Sinatra, before I went to break, you were mentioning cholesterol in the brain, if you don't mind.
Oh, yeah. The point I wanted to make was, you know, vitamin D3 is actually made when the sun hits the skin. The skin is loaded with cholesterol. When the UV light hits the skin, we form vitamin D3, and vitamin D3 is absolutely crucial. Mm. So, especially in a pandemic, I mean, let's face it, that recent study that came out of Israel about two weeks ago, which showed that vitamin D levels, you know, in the 40 range, so to speak, UGs per ml, the blood level, there was like 14 times less incidence of complications from COVID-19, including death. I mean, that's huge. Yeah. So, you know, anybody living, you know, north of Atlanta should be taking at least, you know, 3,000 to 4,000 units of vitamin D3 a day. It just makes sense.
Do you have a take on sunshine vitamin D versus supplemental vitamin D?
Both. I like both. You know, yeah. Getting 15 to 20, 25 minutes of sunlight unprotected, it's not going to hurt you. Remember, CoQ10 and melatonin are the top two antioxidants that protect you from UV light. But if you're in UV light for longer than 25 minutes, you know, then you can get some damage.
So I didn't know that about CoQ10.
Yeah, CoQ10 and melatonin, the two best nutrients.
More than vitamin E.
Yeah, always, definitely, in the protection against UV light. Vitamin E is more protection against, you know, like auto emission pollution. I think vitamin E has an advantage there. You know, those poor toll collectors that are collecting toll, well, now, you know, a lot of
them are working in garages.
Well, the toll collectors are sort of, you know, vanishing.
Oh, my God.
But we still have a few of them here in Florida, and I really feel sorry for them because, you know, they need vitamin E, you know, to protect against auto exhaust.
What do you think do you have a take on the distinction between ubiquinone and ubiquinol? And
absolutely. Listen. I've done so much research on this, and there's a lot of bad CoQ10s out there. I mean, I've done more blood levels than anybody else on the planet with CoQ10. I can tell you that. I was doing blood levels for 20 years. If you have a high-quality ubiquinone, a really good bioavailable ubiquinone, that's as good as any ubiquinol. Ubiquinols are great. I haven't found one bad ubiquinol. I mean, you know, they're a little more expensive,
yeah.
But if you have a high-quality ubiquinone, it's as good as ubiquinol, and any ubiquinol is good as far as I'm concerned.
So do you have a take on, like, high doses, 300, 400 milligrams a day versus the standard 50 or 100 milligrams a day?
Most people need 100 milligrams a day, and I've increased that to a couple of hundred milligrams if you're over the age of 60, for example. But like when it comes to heart failure or any, you know, severely compromised cardiovascular situations, I give higher doses of CoQ10. Remember, CoQ10 with ribose and magnesium and a little bit of L-carnitine forms the awesome foursome, which generates ATP in a preferential direction, what generates the energy, the chi of our heart, of our heart cells. So basically, I really like those four nutrients.
Okay, so ribose, carnitine, CoQ10, and was it magnesium? Was the
magnesium,
fourth?
Magnesium, absolutely.
Magnesium
yeah.
is the fourth. And then let's talk chi, okay? I love that you're hip to that. That really, that's very impressive for a cardiologist. But you're no ordinary cardiologist, of course. So tell us a little bit about how chi fits into the picture with heart disease.
Well, chi is your energy, you know, and see, as a heart specialist, one of the most significant symptoms of heart disease is low energy. Mm. You know, people will say to me, Doc, I can't even climb a flight of stairs. I get up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, and I'm dragging my feet. I mean, I've heard stories that, Ben, you wouldn't believe, and you're a pharmacist, you've heard these same stories, but the truth is, we need to increase energy in the body, or the chi, or the production of ATP, and there's nothing like it, like ribose and CoQ10. Those two alone will increase the ATP in the body. And we've got to remember, ATP, adenosine triphosphate, you know, the center molecule of ATP is the ribose. People don't think about that, you know.
So can you have a ribose deficiency?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Ischemia, which means that people have are getting an insufficient blood supply to the heart. Remember, silent ischemia is huge. What does that mean for the lay public? It means that your heart is burning up CoQ10, you're getting EKG changes, you're not aware of it because it's silent, but it's draining your energy over time. And that's why people with silent ischemia or angina or heart cramps or chest pain, for that matter, it drags their energy and they need D-ribose and CoQ10 because they're energy deficient. It's an energy drain, and what you really need is an energy gain for these people.
You know, I know you know this about cancer being an energy disease. Would you say that everything that you're talking about for cardiovascular disease, the ribose, the carnitine, the CoQ10, would also be an anti-cancer nutritional supplement strategies?
Oh, absolutely. You know, even malaria. I mean, you know, MIT researchers looked at this, and, you know, one of my next books is High Vibrational Living, which I discussed.
Oh, that sounds great.
But even, you know, it all comes down to vibration of cells. The higher the vibration of your cells, what does that mean, Ben? It means, well, you can take in nutrients easier, you can expel waste. Yeah. You know, in other words, there's not stagnation of energy. The basement membranes or the cellular linings are, you know, intact, they're not loose. Like in leaky gut, for example, you get these loose basement membranes and you flood your gut with toxins. So, in other words, you want strong basement membranes. And I'll tell you, targeted nutritional supports, you know, can really do this for you.
Do you think supplements act like harmonic kinds of electronic stabilizing devices?
Ooh, I like that. Oh, I like that a lot.
That's a supplement.
Oh, gee, that really resonates with me. Yes, of course.
Of course it resonates with you. That's how you see the world. Everything resonates. It's all resonance, Doc. Everything is
resonance. Yeah, it's resonance and
harmonic.
And cellular vibration.
Yeah.
And that's what targeted nutritional supplements do. I mean, what are you taking, you know, like resveratrol or turmeric or, you know, or CoQ10, there's so many, or omega-3s, there's so many good nutrients you can take to actually, you know, make your cellular membranes, you know, more prolific and more functional. And that's the key word. We want our cells to be functional as opposed to dysfunctional.
You know, are you familiar with the work of St. George, Albert St. George?
Yes, of course.
He talked about proteins in the cell being vibrational, harmonic oscillating systems. Have you heard of this?
Yeah. Idea? In other words, everybody knows that sugar is the enemy because when sugar combines with proteins in the cell, we form age glycation products. And these age glycation products, they accelerate aging. That's why the number one aspect when it comes to heart disease is not cholesterol. We already hammered that one.
Yeah.
It's sugar.
Yeah.
Sugar is a cause of coronary artery disease. Why?
Glycation.
You get an extra inexorbitant insulin response, and like we talked about before, with CoQ10, insulin is the most dysfunctional entity around for endothelial cell dysfunction.
And isn't there a relationship between elevated insulin and hypercholesterolemia?
yes, there is, but I'm not an expert in that area, unfortunately.
I've always seen, assumed or felt like the problem with heart disease and cholesterol isn't the cholesterol, but it's the sugar, and the cholesterol is being produced in response to the elevated insulin.
Yeah, and again, in these very, very overweight type 2 diabetics, you know, or 50 or 100 pounds overweight or more, that's got to be a substantial factor going forward.
All right, real quick, tell us about the whole idea of the chakras, especially the heart chakra and heart disease.
Oh, my God. Now you're really getting it. I love this. This is like psychotherapy 101. I'm a psychotherapist. This is good stuff. Look, the heart chakra is the fourth chakra. That's really the chakra that I really like. That's why I like pets, animals, especially during this pandemic. I mean, Ben, I used to see 70-year-old people, 65-year-old people, even older people in my office who lost a loved one. They would come into the office. Their shoulders would be hunched. They'd be talking in a monotone. They were depressed. Their children were far away. They lost their spouse. Guess what would revive these people? A pet, a cat, or a dog. You know, pets give you unconditional love.
Yeah,
it supports the fourth chakra.
Yeah.
Whenever you have unconditional love, you're supporting the vibrational energy of the heart. And whenever you're doing that, you're thriving.
Yeah, it's
you're
like, living. It's like we feel good when we're somebody's more vulnerable, when there's something more vulnerable than us. It allows us to caretake in a safe space. We don't have to fear. And babies,
exactly.
And cats.
Fear is the killer. That's what's going on with COVID-19, especially with children and wearing these masks and all that other stuff. It creates suspicion. It creates fear. It's awful. So, no, fear is the enemy. There's no doubt about it.
I agree. Don't the medical, you know, the medical policymakers recognize this?
You know, I don't think so. I think a lot of these policymakers are so narrow-minded in their area of expertise that they forget about, you know, the natural human experiment. They forget all about this. You know,
Dr. Sinatra, I'm voting for you for Surgeon General, United States Surgeon General. I'm nominating you. Doc, it's a pleasure always talking to you. I hope you come on again soon.
All right,
we'll do it again.
Listen, I have a new book coming out, Get Grounded, Get Well. So when it comes out in a few months, let's do it again.
We'll get you on. Get Grounded,
all
Get
right.
Well. Thank you so much, Dr.
We'll
Sinatra. Have a good evening.
God bless. Bye-bye.
All right, God bless you. Dr. Steven Sinatra, awesome, awesome human being and awesome physician as well. That's it. That's all the time we have for today. On the bright side, we'll be back at you tomorrow, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. We're going to talk to Joanne Kaminsky about attention deficit disorder in children. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome evening, folks. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs loves Beyond Tangy Tangerine, a complete nutritional supplement from Youngevity. That's why he recommends it to everyone he meets and takes it himself every day.
Beyond Tangy Tangerine, my personal favorite Youngevity product, multivitamin, mineral complex powder. You add it to water and drink. It's a great way to get yourself off the snack foods. It's a great way to demonstrate to folks who are non-believers in nutritional supplementation how effective a supplement program can be. It's great for kids. It tastes awesome. It's less than $50 a month, and it's truly a cornucopia of nutrition. Vitamins A, C, D, E, K, your B complex.
To get a nutritional supplement that's loaded with nutrients that even your kids will like, order Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.